Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Condolences to Crystal FC fans. Crystal Palace FC fans. Woody Johnson just bought a piece of your team. So, I don't know. Probably going to go south.
He bought about 45%.
That's a big stake, man.
Right. And Josh Harris is also a part owner of this club.
Oh, okay. He owns everything.
So it's in the Premier League and has something to do with UEFA. And they needed to get this other guy, John Textor, out. And they needed to get another money guy in. Woody brings, believe it or not, a reputation, obviously, of being a billionaire and having money and, you know, and being able to infuse some money into the club to make sure that they...
He's spending time over there as the ambassador.
Yeah, exactly. So he'll, hopefully, his purchase will allow that team to grow and then stay in the Europa League, I guess. That's what I'm reading. I don't know.
Does this have anything to do with his future ownership of the Jets?
No.
Okay.
It's only I think it was only like 100 or maybe 200 million bucks.
Oh, only $200 million?
Yeah. He tried to buy Chelsea back in 2022.
Okay. Didn't work.
Offered $2 billion
for that. Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
I think that other consortium got that.
The other consortium?
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I say they might have Man U. I'm not sure.
It's a lot of stuff. It just popped up this morning. It was news this morning.
But that guy, Mike Walter, or is it Mark Walter?
Mark Walter.
Mark Walter, is his growing empire is just...
Dodgers, just, Lakers.
Right.
Man, oh man.
Just keeps adding to Guggenheim Partners. That's the consortium.
The consortium.
I keep telling you about these consortiums.
They're out there. They're out there and they're not messing around. Mm-hmm. They're buying up everything.
And so I'm thinking, I wonder if a consortium's calling Jim Dolan.
Mm.
Maybe that's what they're waiting for.
Mm. Yeah. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Consortium comes in.
Yeah, Woody Johnson's not a spring chicken either. You know, he's 78 years old.
Is he?
You would think he'd be divesting out of some things.
That's what we saw with the Wilpons, right? Well, obviously, Fred, not Jeff, who was younger, but...
Yeah, you gotta worry about, estate taxes.
Let's go to Chris in Connecticut. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Chris. What's up?
Oh, God. So I'm a first time, long time. I love the show. I'm a big Yankee Ranger, giant fan. And when you guys were talking about this mascot, Dandy, I had to Google it because I'd never heard of anything like that before. And if you Google it, in the people also ask section on Google, you can click on the section, like what actually happened to Dandy, the Yankees mascot. And it says Dandy, the mascot, was sent back to Harrison and Erickson, where they destroyed Dandy using an industrial shredder, and asked that the creators described as a terrible thing to have to do. Thought that was pretty funny.
Did they take the human out of it at least?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Man, it was jarring to see that picture, Chris. I mean, I knew nothing about it. The fact that Eddie knew nothing about it is shocking to me because he was all over baseball back then.
Yeah.
But it's just wild.
It's interesting. A number of people posted to us on X that they should have a Dandy bobblehead night.
Yeah, bring back Dandy. I mean,
just for a bobblehead.
I mean, they had Costanza sleeping under the desk bobblehead. That's what they just advertised.
Yeah.
Go to Yankee Stadium.
What's old is new again.
George Costanza
and
sleeping
out of the
under
80s.
The desk. Join us on August 7th as we celebrate Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Elaine with a sponge-worthy bobblehead night. Is he sponge-worthy?
Let's go to Lee and Wayne. Lee, what's happening?
Hey, guys. So, had the pleasure of going to a Crystal Palace FC game like a year ago. What a great fan base. Nice people. I would analogize that team to like the Pittsburgh Pirates. Small, very friendly. It is an absolute shame that Woody Johnson is buying a part of that team.
But I think the fan base over there, believe it or not, doesn't look at it the way that we look at it here. They're looking at it as this is a bump in credibility because of Woody's ownership of the New York Jets, and that's exactly, it sounds like, what this club needed in order to stay in the Europa League.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know, you know, a lot about over there, but, you know, they were welcoming. You got to have a meat pie and you know,
where was beer. It? Where is Crystal Palace?
It's a little bit south of London. You take a train about 20, 30 minutes south of London. You know, we were like fish out of water there. My wife and I and a couple fans on the train said, hey, come with us. We'll show you the secret route in. You know, they took us in. We met a lot of great people, got some great pictures. You know, during halftime, everybody parties a little bit. And afterwards, just the really, really nice people over there.
Yeah, you know, they're like a little quality afternoon at MetLife Stadium. You know, Jet fans taking in, you know, other teams' fans and showing them
absolutely,
around.
Absolutely, yeah. This is what it's like over here.
That's why I'm a Giants fan. So Woody should not be buying a part of that team.
All right, very good, Lee. We appreciate that.
Again, I just think it's financially the credibility of being an NFL owner and getting involved with Josh Harris and a few of the other owners over there, you know, helps financial stability I think reputation. And, of course, he was the, you know, as you said, you know, he's very familiar with London and Great Britain just simply because he was – you know, the city ambassador.
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways you could look at it. They're probably saying, okay, this guy owns an NFL team. It's got to be very successful. The valuation of that NFL team has got to be huge. He was the ambassador over here, Johnson & Johnson, a lot of money investing into the team. So maybe that going anywhere, maybe this would be a good thing. You know, here we're just like, this guy owns the Jets, man. You want no part of that.
Yeah, but it's interesting. Like, so you have Josh Harris, who owns the Commanders.
Yep.
And you have Woody Johnson who owned the Jets, and now they both are partners. Well, they're partners anyway. All 32 ownership groups in the NFL are all partners except for the days that they play each other.
Right.
You know, they're all building a brand and have built an incredible brand and been very successful with it. So you got Josh and you got, I don't know, you know, Woody's not going to be pulling the strings over there. Maybe it is the majority stake. I'm not sure. But it is 45%.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.